This is the second hour of Spincola Speaks. Our guest today is Vicki Thorne, and the websites are hopeafterabortion.com and NOPARH, which stands for National Office of Post-Abortion Reconciliation and Healing. And Vicki found the first Project Rachel in 1984. And that website is hopeafterabortion.com. And as you were talking, I was I always remember that my mother drank and got. I mean, as a 2-year-old, I could tell that she was. Well, she drank. She drank every day for years.
Yeah, see, the pain and the need to soothe the pain, you know, leads to both drug and alcohol use, both in men and women. And men, too, struggle a lot with addictions afterwards. And there's an interesting addiction for men as well, and that is sexual addiction. The whole pornography piece, I am never going to touch a woman again. And so they make their way into the pornography piece or sometimes into gay lifestyles. I've met those guys, okay? So this incredibly deep pain gets sublimated and attempted to be dealt with in ways that are really not healthy in terms of how we're dealing with things. I mean, just a couple of other things on women and men, and then because I want to have time to talk about the biochemistry before we take our calls, if we can do that.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
For this woman, many times she may get herself into an abusive relationship afterwards. There are oftentimes marital difficulties because they never talk about it. The 30% of couples who stay together and do get married, it's the elephant in the living room. They don't talk about it. And it's important for those people who work with couples getting married to encourage them to discuss, even though it's painful, their past sexual experiences, because this abortion is going to land right smack in the middle of their intimacy. Okay, they don't trust each other. And you know, she may overcompensate in a career. Many women work really, really, really hard so they don't have to deal with the pain. It's a spiritual issue. I don't care if she's agnostic or she's atheistic. If she's dealing with her pain, one of the things she says is, I offended something in the universe. Okay, she doesn't have God language. But regardless of what her faith tradition is, this question of what happens when a life is lost is an enormous spiritual question that she wrestles with at some point, okay? And then many women are very bitter towards men. Afterwards, because there wasn't healing, and she perceived that he wanted her to have the abortion, and he might not have wanted it, but they never talk about it again. And these relationships shatter. About 70% of relationships come apart after an abortion. She's hurting, and he doesn't want to talk about it, or he's hurting, and she's hunkered down, and their intimacy just begins to fall apart, because it was the intimacy that led them to this horrible experience, and now what? You know? We really have to, when we speak about the abortion issue, talk about the need for healing, you know, for both men and women, and again, the other family members, because we've all been touched in some way, you know. And I want to thank you for the courage to talk about this, because I know it's really hard to talk about it, but I bet that there are a lot of our listeners who are going, oh, my mom, my aunt, my grandma. I ran into a woman not long ago who told me about an unfolding story in the family system. Grandma had died, and no one knew that grandma had had an abortion years ago. And the whole family was just, like, up for grabs, because there's no resolution. You can't ask grandma, you know, what happened. But so those pieces that are there, it's why it makes it, again, so emotionally charged. And the level of pain that runs through the society sort of unnoticed is huge. And, you know, we need to encourage our clergy to understand this issue, to be willing to talk about it, to be willing to preach about it. And I know it makes them crazy because, you know, if they say the abortion word, there will be people who come and say, I'm not going to support your congregation anymore. Right. But when we talk about it in terms of healing and who's touched, it changes the discussion. It's a different, right. It's a whole different discussion.
All right.
And
we're
need to challenge
break.
Them.
Right now.
Be right back.
Is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. G-E-O-F-F-L-A-W-T-O-N.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Vicki Thorne. The websites are hopeafterabortion.com and NOPARH.org, which stands for National Office of Post-Abortion Reconciliation and Healing. My mother drank. She also was very cruel to my father and my older brother. I recognized early on that she really kind of had it in for males. She was brutal, and I was 14, and I asked my dad, I said, why do you put up with her? And he said, just to keep peace in the family. And yet he was emotionally distant also.
That's such a classic pattern. And my question for you would be whether there might have been an abortion earlier at the beginning of childbearing.
I don't
think
so.
And another one later.
Putin, I don't think so, because she married very, very young.
Okay.
And I don't think she was ready to get married, but her father was alcoholic. I always assumed she was alcoholic because her father was. And that it was just a way that she'd learned how to cope with stress. But
yeah,
as I think back about this, just in the last hour and 9 minutes.
Yeah, in the last hour. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Gosh.
Well, that lack of bonding with kids is the reason I asked about that older brother, because that's a common reaction following an abortion, that next child is unbonded. She might be overly protective, but unbonded. And oftentimes, mothers become quite abusive of the child that follows because that baby reminded them of the one they lost. And sometimes they're brutal. So that question.
She was brutal.
Of whether,
she was brutal, yes.
Yeah. So question mark, you know. You'll never know, but the complexities of families. And, again, abortions happened a long time ago, okay? So question mark, you know, okay, maybe she did get pregnant, and maybe she had an abortion, and then he, you know, your dad had to, you know, marry her. Who knows? It is pure speculation, but what you're describing is certainly something that's a common pattern in a family afterwards, that the mother oftentimes is emotionally distant, sometimes quite verbally abusive, sometimes physically abusive, and the fathers sometimes are overly protective because they're so afraid something's going to happen again to that next, you know, to another child.
Mm-hmm.
And so they sometimes are protective almost to a fault. Fathers are supposed to be the ones who teach kids how to take calculated risks. And the research shows that the fathers who, you know, play the games of tossing the kid up in the air and horsey back and, you know, riding down the big hill, those are the kids who in their 20s are the best adjusted because they learned how to take calculated risks with protection, okay?
Mm.
The kids who are overly protected in terms of, and that's a whole other presentation I do on the wounds of the people born since the 60s in terms of the sociological changes that left all kinds of fallout we don't think about. But
right. You
get these family systems and the dynamics are just askew. They just aren't working right. But, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about to open this door on the biochemistry because we may have listeners that are waiting for that.
Right. And especially the intercourse with different men and women, hookup sex, I think that's very important to talk about.
Yeah. Well, I'm also going to I'm politically incorrect in case you hadn't noticed that when you listened to me, but I'm sure you did. Let's back up for a minute and let's talk about this whole contraceptive issue. We are being told that contraceptives are a fine and wonderful thing for women. And women have not been told about the long-term impacts of contraceptives. Okay, they might know that there's a slight chance, there might be a chance of a blood clot or a stroke, but there's a ton of other things they're not told, all right? And the first thing is this. If I am on chemical contraceptives and I am choosing a partner, I am attracted by scent, these pheromone things I mentioned in the last hour, to a male whose immune system is not a good match for me. I'm attracted to a male whose immune system is very much like my own, like my father and my brother. Now, as nature built us, we're supposed to marry the guy who's a complement to us in terms of our immune system. And when you think about the parts of our body, the knowledge we have that isn't conscious knowledge, you know, we live in a society where it's all from the computer and we think everything happens in the top, you know, 4 inches of our brain. And the reality is we are still Stone Age people who are living in a high-tech society. And we ignore our bodies. We sort of pretend that they're, well, sort of an encumbrance. You know, you got to feed them and they get sick and, you know. But the reality is that we are embodied people and all of this is one full package, right? So if I'm on the pill on chemical contraceptives, I'm attracted to this guy with whom we're going to have trouble with fertility. It's very interesting. You know, Mother Nature says, okay, you don't want to have children, that's fine, then pick a guy with whom fertility will be a challenge. Because if this man's immune system is too much like mine, it's why you don't marry your first cousin, okay? This is a serious issue. The British, one of the ecology groups in Britain, has written a journal piece on the fact that we now have, their belief is, at least one generation of autoimmune compromised children, meaning asthma, more allergies to everything under the sun, and the causal factor that they blame, the fact that we are three generations of women who have chosen partners on the pill, okay? My children then, if this partner is too much like me, those cells may even cause some autoimmune issues in my body because my body goes, whoa, that's really, they're sort of like me, but they're not quite. It may set off something like scleroderma, all right? Again, the research we don't have access to or we don't know is there is almost scary. If I have picked the partner who is a good complement to me, okay, so there's a little overlap, but not too much. The chances here in terms of us having healthy children and higher rates of fertility are pretty good. Okay, it changes things. And, you know, ironically, the first person who I read who wrote about this was none other than Alexander Sanger, who was Margaret Sanger's grandson, and he wrote a book called Beyond Choice in 2004, where he talked about the pill being horrendously bad medicine for the human race because it changed things, and we didn't know. It would change our reproductive history, and no one told us. This is very strong words, okay? This question of the other thing is, if I go off the pill now, so I've married this guy, I no longer find him attractive. My body is saying to me, this is a bad match. Doesn't mean I don't love him, but intimacy begins to be seriously impacted by this. And there's research out there on the fact that women tend to divorce those partners. They stay together for a while because they're good providers usually, but they eventually will divorce them. That's a huge issue. And when you look at divorce and the pill, you see that they're kind of walking along the same path in terms of numbers. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so we women are attracted to the wrong kind of man. Our kids are put on the pill at 12, 13, 14. We also know that if I'm on the pill and you just show me pictures of men, I'm inclined to pick Mr. High Testosterone, the male who is likely to impregnate and leave me. The woman not on the pill showing pictures will pick males who have adequate testosterone but not so high and are better providers and better potential partners. Very interesting stuff, okay? Fathers, men, make discriminations by pheromone. This is the work of an anthropologist by the name of Lionel Tiger, who felt that the pill changed men's willingness to take responsibility for conceived children. And he did an experiment. It's been repeated by other people. Took a colony of monkeys to an island, and there was one male and a bunch of women, females. And Austin was the male, and Austin was absolutely faithful to three of the females. He didn't pay any attention to the others. When they put those three on chemical contraceptives, he lost interest and took up with others. When they put the entire community on, Austin fared very poorly. First off, his sperm count just dropped like a rock. He no longer had regular intercourse with any of his consorts, but he did rape violently and randomly. And thirdly, he began to do a great deal of masturbation, of self-stimulation. When the females came off the chemistry, he went back to his first three consorts, to whom he was very faithful. Rape disappeared, and so did the other behavior. We live in a society, we know that the pill pollutes water. All right, the first book was called The Estrogen Effect. It was written in England, and it's been repeated here. When we women use the pill, we put that estrogen into the water, and waste management people do not know how to get it out. Since the advent of the pill in this country, male fertility has dropped by 50%, okay? Males are absorbing this estrogen. We certainly know that cancer is exploding amongst women, and too much estrogen is carcinogenic. Can we put our finger on this? No, we can't. Okay, how do I measure that? But you see that these statistics are there. We certainly have a problem in terms of pornography, in terms of male behavior. Question mark, might that be related to the fact that men are living in a society where women are not fertile anymore? Because what happens with the male is that he also perceives fertility. When we're ovulating, our scent changes, and the men around us have an arousal factor. Testosterone goes up, he's more sexually interested, he's more aggressive. This is part of what happens sometimes, I believe, in date rape. You know, I'm in the bar because we also know that ovulating women dress to impress, a little more decolletage, a little more makeup. They've done research on this. Strangers can pick out the ovulating women, all right? Never seeing them, just photos. And, you know, he's picking up my pheromones, and we have a little too much to drink, and inhibitions are gone. And now we've got a date rape scenario. So men are, by nature, supposed to be in a dance with the women in the community in terms of this ovulation thing. And now there are so few women who are in an ovulatory state because the pill suppresses that, okay? The other thing that happens with the pill, newer research, women's brains begin to grow in a different way. They look like men's brains. What is that? All right? And women's...
We'll I'm sorry. I hate to go to commercial. This is so interesting. I wish we could just go the rest of the program without any commercials.
You can't
we'll be
do
right
that.
Back. We'll be right back.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop.
Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Our guest today is Vicki Thorne. The websites are hopeafterabortion.com and NOPARH.org. All righty, continue.
Okay, well, one of the things that your listeners will be asking is there a website of mine that has all this material, this piece on it? It's not up yet, okay? But if they find things of interest, they can find all this stuff in science magazines. You do a Google search for a particular part of it. For instance, this question of the attraction issue was written about in the Wall Street Journal. It's an article called The Tricky Chemistry of Attraction and the fact that we're, you know, finding the wrong partners in terms of the biology. So this material is out there. It's just not all gathered in one spot, okay? Now, this question, Ben, for just a minute, let's go back to this question of men being in situations with ovulating women. If I'm married to a woman who is on the pill, who has ovulation suppressed, this man who is working in an office may be working with someone who is not on the pill, who has a normal cycle going on, and suddenly his little heart every month goes pitter-pat. He is attracted to this woman, and he doesn't feel this way about his wife anymore. And now, potentially, you know what's going on, an affair, okay? There are just pieces of this that are fascinating, okay? Now, let's talk a little bit about this whole question of sexual intimacy. We cannot turn off the chemistry of our body in terms of when we engage in intimacy. So this concept of hookup sex having no consequence is a flat-out lie, okay? So for starters, when we women have intercourse with a male, it takes our body 6 months to make an immune system adaptation to the sperm. And now my body says, oh, that's my partner. And should I conceive children, my body says, oh, yeah, those are the kids, and I'll carry those cells in my body. No consequence unless this person is too much like me, all right? Now, there's something else that's very interesting, because we are also triggering in our brain the chemistry of bonding, the chemistry of oxytocin, chemistry, other sorts of chemistry that are there that cause us to begin to bond to this person, even though my intention is not to do that, all right? Now, if I am being exposed to the sperm of my partner and the seminal fluid, my body is also absorbing seminal fluid. And for 15 hours after unprotected intercourse, my body is absorbing this chemistry. People are going, big deal. We all know seminal fluid's nothing but a carrier. No, on the contrary. Seminal fluid is one of the most complex fluids in the human body. And sperm is far more complex than we know. There are, according to a guy in Britain by the name of Robin Baker, he maintains there are three types of sperm: egg getters, blockers, and killers. And the egg getters are the ones we're familiar with, the very sleek ones, okay? The blockers are misshapen, and they fill in the crypts in the cervix to enhance the possibility that the egg getters are going to get to the ovum. And the killers are present, benign for the most part, unless we women are having sex with multiple partners in a short period of time. In which case, the sperm of the partners, it's sort of poisonous, and it goes to attack the sperm of the other male that we've had intercourse with. This, you know, is not a good thing to be going on in your body, okay? And can actually tip the chemistry. Our women bodies are acidic, and that protects us from some infections and other things. But under the circumstances of multiple partners, my body may now become alkaline. If that happens, I may develop something called bacterial vaginosis. And when that happens, the bacteria that's inhabiting my body, which is normally good for me, suddenly becomes deadly. It's anaerobic bacteria. That's always an infectious kind of issue. And so now, if I've got that infection, I need to be treated quickly, okay? Now, in terms of the sperm also has to change in the woman's body. It's not capable of penetrating ovum unless it spends about 5 hours in our woman's body undergoing something called capacitation, which changes the head. The head of the sperm is now capable of entering the ovum. There's this acrosome reaction, it's called, and now it's capable. And it swims differently. It swims with more intention. Okay? It's very interesting, this dance. You know, both parties are involved here. Then the seminal fluid, which we think is just a carrier, has more than 30 different kinds of compounds in it, different kinds of sugars to enhance the sperm, to keep it active, to keep it energized, different chemistries in terms of zinc. That helps our woman's system to withstand infection. There are all these hormones, dopamine and prostaglandins, 13 kinds of prostaglandins, follicle-stimulating hormone, luteinizing hormone. Those are women hormones in male seminal fluid. And we are absorbing that for 15 hours. We're changed by every partner in some way. We don't know what the long-term consequences are, but we are absorbing that chemistry. And if we then conceive a child, now, even if I abort the baby or I have a miscarriage, I am carrying the DNA of that partner the rest of my life, and I'm going to give that to my other kids. This is an enormous issue, okay? And, you know, some of the other issues that are out there, and, again, awesomeness for a moment. I don't know if people are aware of this, but breast milk put into Petri dishes with cancer cells kills 40 kinds of cancer on contact. And now there are researchers who have determined what the cancer, anti-cancer properties are, the two substances, and they're using them to treat prostate cancer very effectively.
Oh, okay. My goodness. All righty, we are going to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Alrighty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Vicki Thorne. I just have a quick question from the chat room. There's actually some other questions.
I'm sure there are.
This is from Tom. He says, I know a couple in their late 20s who broke up after the husband's second liver transplant. Could it have been the second liver which interfered with his hormones and thus with wife's response? Maybe the second liver was from a deceased woman or from a man too much like his wife. Is that a possibility with all these organ transplants? Could they affect,
That's a really interesting question, because I do know this. For instance, if someone gets a heart transplant, they have memories that sometimes go through their mind, like the story of the person that they got the heart from and they didn't know it, okay, because there's cellular memory.
Mm-hmm.
I think that question in terms of the liver is in particular very interesting, because blood goes through there. And I don't have a for sure answer, but I want to say to Tom, that's a really good question.
Indeed.
Because it certainly could have changed all kinds of, and it could have been from a woman, all right, that would change something. Could be from a man who is too much like her, and how you wouldn't know that. I mean, what they're matching some things, but they're not necessarily matching for that.
Right. Another comment back, this is from Joe. Back when I watched TV, the first reference I remember to abortion was on the show Maude, which was a spinoff of the white male bashing all in the family. As I remember, they brooded over the idea and then decided that she was too old and a pregnancy would be dangerous and inconvenient. This is another example of Frankfurt School cultural Marxism media tactic for destroying our culture and morality. This is why the leftists push and defend abortion so vehemently. Like feminism, their concern is not for the freedom of the woman, but moral nihilism. Has Victoria looked into this aspect to expose abortion from this direction?
I talk a lot about media stuff, especially in the, I've got another talk I do on virtual media, virtual relationships, and talk about the role of the media in terms of being an opinion maker and changing morals, mores. The fact that, you know, early television, way, way back, was a case of there were intact families. Okay, value systems were still in place. And then slowly, and then very quickly, it eroded, you know, into pseudo-families, things without any kind of a moral compass. And I agree with him in terms of the media making this seem to be a suitable choice. And just recently someone told me there was another story about an abortion decision just recently. And I don't keep up with TV media. I don't have time to watch everything that's out there. But someone pointed out to me that it had just come up again in terms of, you know, agonizing over the choice, but it was, quote, unquote, the best choice. So that's very perceptive, and he's right.
Right. Well, we're going to have you back to have that conversation.
Oh, there's lots of conversations we could have, Deanna.
I'm sure. I'm very sure of that. All right. Did you want to make some concluding remarks about this hookup sex? You talked about the so many serious things, and then maybe we'll
kind of
open
bring
the phone
that
lines,
circle, and then we can take questions,
or
chat comments or whatever. You know, a couple of other things. My body is changed, therefore, by any partner I have, both male and female, because my body is being triggered in terms of how we're made to begin this bonding. And there's still so much we don't know. This is all ongoing research, okay? But there are some pretty, you know, logical conclusions you can draw. The other issue I want to raise just very quickly is the whole question of, you know, reproduction is my right. And so I, you know, we have sperm donor fathers. And if you go online, you see that the children of sperm donors are desperately seeking their fathers. They want to know who they are. This is an important question, okay? We have ovum donors. We're pitching to college students. You know, you can make $50,000 if you're tall, blonde, gorgeous, brilliant, and an athlete. And the question is, who's my mother, and do I have children? And the question of surrogacy, which is presented as this wonderful, compassionate solution, has got more problems than we can begin to think about. So I am going to carry a child that is unrelated to me because I'm not allowed to use my ovum anymore because I get too attached. So I have ovum from a stranger that's going to set off my immune system, sperm from a male I've not had intercourse with, and so they have to meet in the petri dish. In the human body, the ovum chooses the sperm, and the sperm enters the egg. There's chemistry. There's tons of chemistry going on here. In the petri dish, the doctor's choosing the sperm, and he's injecting it. That's not how it's supposed to happen. And now this infant is forming in a way it's not in the human body. It gets implanted. The mother is going to carry cells from a child she is not related to the rest of her life. The child is going to carry cells from this woman he's not related to or she's not related to. And what we have done in terms of setting off potentials for disease and other issues here is beyond our ability to think about it. It all looks so harmless. It all looks so good. And we have really got to be smart in terms of thinking about how these our bodies are made and how we are truly made for relationship, permanent relationship, bonded relationship, not the short-term hookups. But again, see the society, back to the media question, says, oh, yeah, that's no problem. You know, I mean, sex is just a recreational activity. And we are not looking at what the long-term consequences are, both biologically and spiritually.
Wow.
You know, one of the other pieces I want to add very quickly is, everybody in the world carries the mitochondria of their mothers. Now, the mitochondria are the little energy bodies in our cells. You can trace them back to seven lines of women. And they can tell you what their migration pattern was, with the implication, interestingly, that there was an Eve figure. Men carry the mitochondria of their mothers, but they also carry the Y of their fathers, and it turns out that the Y has the same kind of longitudinal, you know, the father's Y. That question of who am I in terms of my bigger system is an important question, because there is this interconnection. Again, we believe we're sort of separated, tough, rugged individuals. None of that matters. The reality is there is this longitudinal connectedness, you know, the sins of the fathers, if you will. But this what happened to my grandma is impacting my body, potentially, or to my great-great-great-great-grandma. And for men, what happened in their family system in terms of the male and the female?
Right.
And that's stuff we don't know about. When you think about it, it's like, wow, you know. National Geographic, for about $100, you can have it tested. What's your line of women? What was their geographic movement? And guys can have their Y tested as well.
Right. All righty. Couple of quick questions. What about all these Viagra ads? What's that all about?
Well, I think it's about a couple of things. First off, you know, the male body and the female body age, and it does change, you know, our sex drive as chemistry changes. But we live in a society of virility, don't we? I mean, men are supposed to be virile right until the end. The other question is, what's the chemistry, all that chemistry and the estrogen in the water? What's that doing to men? Because we know that estrogen can have long-term consequences on many counts. So question mark. There's a lot we don't know, but this is about sex being, again, the ultimate activity and the measure of who you are as a human. You know, are you still
right.
Virile?
So. What about women who can't have babies and use a surrogate mother?
Well, that's the problem. This is a child who is physically unrelated to her, okay, to the surrogate mother. And what is that really about? Because this baby is forging a relationship to this biological mother, the surrogate mother. There's so much chemistry that happens during a pregnancy. If this woman is stressed, the baby's being changed by that. If she's ill, she's being changed by that. It's, you know, it's like adopting, but there's somehow this myth that this is different, you know, like I bought this baby. But we don't know the long-term consequences of this in terms of children's health, in terms of all kinds of things, in terms of future fertility in these children. We don't know. And I just think that it's one of those potentially dangerous things. And you have women selling children. You go online, you look up surrogacy, you will find women who've had 3 or 4 children and they've, you know, had babies for X people. In India, there are camps where women make a good deal of money, more than they would in some other circumstance, giving birth to babies. And some of these babies are going to gay couples in Israel. And the mothers don't know where the babies are going. They're not told. Okay? We are looking at children as possessions. Okay? The gift of this baby is there, and we have to think long and hard about the consequences of these activities. We're in bioethical quicksand here, I think.
Oh, indeed. All righty, let's take some phone calls. We have let's see who we have. We have Richard in Washington. Richard, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Great information, but you know my background. I'd like to give a caveat. My background is physiological. Psychology. I dropped out of a top medical school, top neurosciences program, and I did so because what I found, research takes everything out of context. I have delivered 4 of my kids in the middle of nowhere, Oregon, and I have grandkids, and I've seen both sides of the spectrum. And what I started to study was anthropology concerning diet primarily. And what I found is that we are tribal animals, hunter-gatherers. We have changed our food choice. We have changed our living situation. A family is not an ideal situation to raise healthy people. And what you have alluded to but haven't talked about, how healthy is the individual in a relationship? I waited till later in life to have children, and my ex-wife had 2 abortions before we had children. Specifically because I told her she wasn't mature both physiologically and psychologically, to have kids, and she understood that. We then went on to have four kids. Okay, my oldest daughter got pregnant in college, and I told her I'd support her no matter what her decision, but I told her she should either vie for adoption or abortion. She chose to keep the child, and I've seen the destruction of that. Because what she then did, and I knew this was going to happen, she started looking for a father or to create a family for this child. And she started making very bad decisions, and that's resulted in a lot of problems. So you have to look at the context of things. You have to look at maturity. You can't take things out of context to really evaluate the situations. Like I said, we're totally overpopulated is the word I use, even though Deanna doesn't like it. And it's because of density. You look at dense animal populations, they abort their own because of the density. And we're in that situation now, caused by diet, caused by density, caused by psychological situations that aren't comfortable for the hunter-gatherer tribal individual.
Okay, Vicki, your thoughts about what Dick said.
Oh, this is fun. This is a whole other conversation we could have because my background is also anthropology. You know, women should be living with other women. Women need their fathers in the family because it will slow down their sexual maturity, and they are less likely to get pregnant if their father is, their biological father is there. This question of the density issue, women trigger each other's menstrual cycle, okay? It's called menstrual synchronicity, and it's fascinating stuff, but women are not in the dance with anybody anymore. So he's absolutely right in terms of we are not living in a sort of cultural environment that would be helpful here. Women are isolated. It used to be that women had older women who helped them to carry their children, if they had their children. They were not separated from others, and they had men that were also protectors. And that's all gone. And so these things do sort of run amok. I mean, it's interesting to note that when a woman is ovulating and she's with another woman who is either right before her or right after her, just a touch in terms of ovulation, the presence of that first woman may change the ovulatory pattern of the second woman. So we didn't have a chance to talk about all this stuff, but this question of of overpopulation, you know, we have tipped this severely. In China, in India, and in North Korea, there's a book written called Unnatural Selection by a woman who is a science writer, an American, lives in China. We have so many males in those countries now because that's the preference. And these societies are going to become violent because there's too much testosterone. There is no moderating factor of the females. And we now have really abuse going on because parents in rural areas are selling their 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old daughters as prostitutes and wives who are now abused, and these countries are facing, how do you get them home? They don't even know where they came from. And so this question of how do we address the question of fertility, we see across the world fertility has dropped radically. It's now become an issue. Countries are paying people to have children because they are not going to be replacement children, and that's a problem. So there are these various pieces that he raises, but, you know, any one of those could be a whole conversation.
Indeed. All righty. We will take your calls. Did you have something else to add?
Yeah, I'd like to emphasize the most important point, which is diet. As hunter-gatherers, we ate fats with a little protein.
That's
most
right.
of the world is now dependent on carbohydrates. The sugar-handling triad guarantees that you're going to be in a sympathetic fight-or-flight response most of the time. Because of that, we've accentuated this problem that she's pointed out of not having a tribal support system. We're creating a situation that I don't know how we're going to recover from in the present trend that we're experiencing. Anyway, great show. I wait for other callers.
All righty. Thank you. And we will take your calls at 800-313-9443. I hate to keep going back to this, the same. I guess it's because I have grandchildren, granddaughters.
Oh, yeah.
And I hate to think about, when they become, older and,
yep.
I hate to think about what they're going to do and maybe doing it college. I just, what?
College? High school.
High school. Well, grade school. Grade school,
it's so
even.
It's frightening.
Because
you're, so frightening, you
said a while ago, you said 12-year-olds are on birth control. I'm thinking, 12-year-olds on birth control? I didn't.
Not me either, honey.
All righty.
Parents are putting them on because the doctor says, oh, she has acne. Oh, she has cramps. But there's this hidden agenda that we all know, of course, they're going to get sexually active. You know, these kids are having oral sex in grade school and in high school. Nobody tells them it's sex, and nobody tells them, for instance, that human papillomavirus can cause throat cancer and mouth cancer.
All righty. We'll talk about this on the other side of the break. Be right back.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com. How important is the air we breathe? Our air purifiers are made with a patent process called Aeron. Aeron is different from ozone. Aeron does not create oxides of nitrogen like other ozone machines. Unlike any air purifiers out there, the Aeron generator adds additional energy, creating higher forms of oxygen. And when the Aeron molecule comes in contact with pollution, the pollution is quickly oxidized. These higher forms of energized oxygen have more power to oxidize pollutants, removing dust, pollen, mold, and other particles from the air, destroying chemical fumes and toxic gases, kills mold, mildew, fungi, and kills many viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces for a healthier, cleaner environment. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on our online store or call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Be prepared. How important is the air we breathe?
And our guest today has been Vicki Thorne. Her websites are, for Project Rachel, go to hopeafterabortion.com. And for the National Office of Post-Abortion Reconciliation and Healing, go to NOPARH.org. Okay, we're talking about children, in grade school hooking up and having oral sex. I can't believe this.
Oh. I hear it all the time. And, you know, it's, but again, the media and the internet have made this seem like,
anonymous.
And Bill Clinton.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we live in a society where if you're not cool and cute and doing things, I mean, think about the stories you see of parents who, you know, they want their third grader, their fourth grader, their fifth grader to have a boyfriend. Why? They're not ready yet, okay? I mean, this emotional maturity issue is huge. But, you know, it was Woman's Day that first exposed me, which is hardly an avant-garde magazine, to the question of people who are having oral sex ought to get tested by the dentist, asked every time to look for mouth and throat cancer. It's a growing epidemic caused by HPV. What in the world is going on? You know, we don't recognize that even that we're predisposed to sexually transmitted diseases if we're on the pill, okay? Doctors don't tell women that. There's a doctor by the name of Dr. Susan Racco who wrote two books, and there one is sort of an, it's kind of a repeat, but with some additional material called, one is called No More Periods, The Risks of Menstrual Suppression and Other Cutting-Edge Issues About Hormones in Women's Health. And then the other one, which contains much of the same material, is called The Blessings of the Curse, No More Periods. She talks about the fact that if I'm on the pill and I am exposed to human papillomavirus, I am going to get the precancerous kind, that it changes the cervical mucus and makes me much more susceptible not only to that but to certain other types of sexually transmitted diseases. Again, who's talking about this stuff? You know, our daughters are being put on the pill before they're even physically mature, okay? We get our periods earlier in part because of the diet and things that Richard was talking about. Women used to get their periods at 16, and they were not regular until they were 19 or 20. They usually became regular when they had chosen their spouse and they were sexually active. So did the seminal fluid changes? It probably did. Did the pheromones of a partner changes? It probably did. But now our girls get their periods so young, and there's this mindset that it has to be absolutely, you know, from the get-go, absolutely regular. But it doesn't seem, when you look at the anthropology of it, that that's how it used to work, that that was how our body worked. So are we tinkering with things and then changing things hormonally for these girls in ways that might not be recoverable?
My goodness. I think
so
I'm in
questions.
A state of shock.
I should have warned you.
Well, I listened to your you know, the audio files and the videos. Bert also emailed a question, and he said that abortion is a form of misogyny, and talked about the mutilation of infant male children in the same way. So we need to save that, maybe have another program on.
Yeah, I'd be happy to have another conversation anytime you'd like.
Oh, we are going to do that. Thank you so much, Vicki, for being on the program.
Thank you for having me, and I hope our listeners really came away with new thoughts today. Okay?
Oh, I'm sure
the truth is what sets us free. We can't be free if we don't know the truth.
Exactly. Thank you so much. Thank you, listeners. Bye-bye. Talk with you tomorrow.